Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, our Austin Cross hosts a special statewide program marking the one-year anniversary of the killing of George Floyd. Austin and his guests will look at police reform efforts throughout California, and listeners will be calling in from San Francisco Bay Area, Sacramento, San Diego County, and of course here in Southern California. How George Floyd changed California, a special statewide broadcast this evening at 7 o'clock, hosted by our Austin Cross, from whom you'll also hear, of course, this afternoon at 1 with the first NPR feed of the day of All Things Considered. But right now, it's what you can anticipate very early in our Southern California sky tomorrow morning, what's called a super blood moon, and we're going to find out what this super moon looks like. Lunar eclipse. Joining us from Griffith Observatory, astronomer and director Edwin C. Krupp. So good to have you back with us on Air Talk. What are we going to see, and when are we going to see it?
Thank you very, very much, Larry. Good to talk with you. We are, of course, eclipsing until dawn tomorrow morning with a total lunar eclipse visible, of course, over Southern California and, in fact, much of the whole Pacific Basin to the other side. Here in Los Angeles, the eclipse starts at about 2:45 in the morning, and that's the first bite out of the bright disk of the full moon. And then at about 4:11, totality starts. And, of course, all through that time, the moon has been getting darker with a deeper and deeper cut of the Earth's shadow. And as it does so, it picks up this coppery red color that is very typical. Almost every total lunar eclipse has that reddish look to it. That's why in recent years, people promoting these things on the Internet have called them blood moons. And the supermoon is just the business that this full moon coincides with perigee, the closest passage to the Earth on this orbit. You can't really see a difference in the size of the moon, but people enjoy talking about it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. How often do these come, Ed?
We get lunar eclipses usually twice a year. Now, you may not be on the right half of the Earth to see it, so we've missed a few over the last few years. But in fact, the Earth somewhere usually sees one at least every 6 months or so.
All right, 2:45 when you'll start to see the eclipse, and then 4:18 when it's in totality. How long is that going to last, Ed?
The totality only lasts for about 15 minutes. This time, the moon is just skirting the Earth's shadow, and so it's only completely covered by the Earth's shadow for that short time.
All right. Also with us, in addition to Edwin Krupp of Griffith Observatory, is John Dvorak, tech writer, author of a number of books, including Mask of the Sun, The Science, History, and Forgotten Lore of Eclipses. John, thank you for being with us. You share with us a bit of how these events have been perceived throughout history.
Well, an eclipse, whether it's a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, many people have thought it was a bad omen. And that's simply because something dramatic has happened up in the sky. Now, for a lunar eclipse, because it has that blood color, people often would associate it with something happening now or soon, such as war or famine. It was also a time, because it was red, that people would go out and collect herbs, thinking that during a lunar eclipse, collecting the herb, they would have special powers.
And describe for us how Ed said a little bit about this, but how it takes on that blood red color. What causes that?
Well, that's simply the refraction of the sunlight as it goes through the Earth's atmosphere. There's just a ring of ring of the Earth's atmosphere that it passes through, and simply because of the refraction of the light, red refracting more. That's why it appears that color.
All right, John Dvorak with us, author of Mask of the Sun. Ed Krupp, what is the observatory in Griffith Park planning in the way of viewing tomorrow morning?
Sure. You know, anyone in the Southern California area can just get up and go outside and look. But of course, half the Earth doesn't see this eclipse. And so we are live streaming the eclipse from Griffith Observatory to the world on the observatory's YouTube channel. You can just access it from the observatory website, griffithobservatory.org. But that will be available for local people as well if you want to see it on a screen. But that will be starting at about 1:45 and continuing essentially to 6 a.m.
And are you doing anything in person at the observatory for viewing?
At that hour, the park is, of course, closed, but Griffith Observatory has been closed since March 13th of 2020 because of the COVID-19 issues. We hope to be reopening again for action on the site this summer, but at the moment, we are still closed. Yet,
okay.
The live stream is a way for us to get this eclipse to the half the world that won't see it and others as well.
Okay, so not even anything on the grass outside, nothing, but no. Online, you'll be streaming it live. All right. Thank you so much, Ed. Good to talk with you. We always appreciate it. And thank you, John Dvorak, as well. Edwin C. Krupp, astronomer and director of the Griffith Observatory, joining us on Air Talk.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.